This is Indie Major, a show devoted to the wide-ranging stories and visions of individualized majors at the University of Connecticut. I'm your host, Ken Cormier. In this episode, I speak with Kelly Ruesta Cayetano, a senior at UConn, who's doing an individualized major in the area of health studies.
My name is Kelly Ruesta Cayetano. I am currently a senior at the University of Connecticut doing an individualized major, which is titled Health Disparities Among Marginalized Groups, basically combining the anthropology, sociology, and science-related courses to discuss more around health equities under underrepresented communities. I developed the major because I felt like I wanted to address more of the social issues within the medical field that I was not getting from in science majors. And then I took a class called Science, Medicine, and Race, and that kind of was like my set off of like creating my own major.
Wow. So what kind of class was that? What was the subject? I mean, science, medicine, and race.
So basically, the professor, this was the first time that the class was given. Mm-hmm. And basically, the structure of the class, they gave a lot of readings around like connecting science and medicine with the social issues. So learning more around how, through a sociological perspective, mm-hmm. The medical field had started, was funded, and how we still have continuous like stereotyping within medical practices and like racism within that space. And that was also during the same time where I was wanting to expand upon my major and what I wanted to do. And during the time I was considering minoring in sociology, but then I met like Monica, like I set up a meeting with Monica, and yeah.
Yeah, so Monica was the former director of the individualized major. Mm-hmm. So this was a sociology class mm-hmm. that you took. All right, so you spoke with Monica and she said what?
Basically, I loved her because she just let me rant out for the first 30 minutes of a typical conversation of, I don't know what I want to do with my life, but I know that I'm interested in sociology. I know that I'm interested in medicine. I have all these passions and interests, but I don't know where to put my passion into. And she very much just listened to me and was just nodding her head along the conversation. And then she was like, have you thought about doing an individualized major? Like, would you want to know what that will entail? And from then on, it was more of a conversation of like, okay, I'm in my second semester of my sophomore year. If I want to get this started, like I need to get this started right now. And so then I took that gateway course that all individualized majors like take. And within that class, it was a very like 1 month long class where we were discussing what different disciplines were, how can we apply them into the future, and what it meant to create your own individualized major. And so then afterwards, it was a process of getting into the academic advisors and statement of purpose and the plan of study.
Right, right. So you really have to explain what the major is. In addition to what classes there are, you have to actually talk about the whole thing and how it makes sense.
Yeah.
And also kind of what you want to do with it, right? Yeah. Like, so when you think about your career, what's your next step after this?
Yeah, so I'm looking into doing a Master's of Public Health. I applied to the fast track for the public health at UConn, but you still have to reapply for your fifth year. So during the reapplication period, I'm also going to try to apply to other colleges and universities. But I feel like with an individualized major, because I had to do the whole process of statement of purpose, plan of study, and getting my own advisors, I'm able to say like a mini elevator pitch in the beginning of every single time someone asks me what my major is. Like, I'm easily able to say, hey, this is my major. These are the disciplines. This is the issue I want to address with my major.
So you seem to obviously have interests mm-hmm. around medicine and other things, but then, and you have ideas of career, but it sounds like you feel like you almost have like a calling or a vision. Like, what do you imagine yourself doing in the world?
Yeah, so during my junior year, I took it was funny. During my sophomore year, I took a lot of sociology courses. During my junior year, however, I took a lot of anthropology courses mm-hmm. Because those are my two disciplines that I want to combine. And through that, I was introduced to medical anthropology. I also did a research pilot program with the anthropology department. So I imagine myself doing medical anthropology, maybe as a doctorate, which is very big,
wow.
A lot of time. But sure. Within that space, I do want to address like the healthcare barriers for undocumented communities. I feel like there's a lot of barriers presented within the community, not only through the health insurance, the health coverage, but just in general to the services that they're able to be provided. So, like, I want to focus more around that community. Yeah. So that's where I want to somehow end up. Nonprofit organization or somewhere along the lines of that.
Wow. Well, that sounds great. Where did you grow up?
Peru.
Oh, Peru.
Yeah.
And when you were little, do you remember having ideas about what you wanted to be when you grew up? And what were the what were some of the first ones?
The first one was very much a doctor.
Wow.
I feel like for me, my parents' dreams were very much my dreams. So, like, my dad was a dentist technician in Peru, and my mom was a nurse. That's how they met one another.
Oh, wow.
And I knew that I liked the human body a lot since I was little. I was sick a lot in Peru. I don't have any memories as to why, but my dad would basically, like, homeschool with me. And during that time, he would tell me, like, the human anatomy. And it's a weird thing to connect with a parent, but it was, like, I loved doing that. But I do remember that I had, like, dreams of, like, doctor, architect, very, like, I don't know, very high-achieving dreams.
So you remember being cared for, but then also part of that was, like, the details of what medical things were going on.
Yeah.
So that's a really interesting association, feeling like, because it's really, you know, you feel secure and you're being helped, and but then also you're learning within that context.
Yes.
Wow. So obviously also architects, so you had other ideas.
I had other ideas.
But this was one that goes all the way back to some of your earliest memories.
Yeah, I feel like doctor just felt the most sense to me because, like, our medical history, like, my family history, like, my dad's diabetic. On my dad's end, there's, like, a lot of diabetics, lung cancer. Like, so obviously I had to be in a lot in those spaces where, like, doctors had to tend to the patients, to my family members. And I always wish, like the idea of you have a doctor possessing the knowledge that could potentially save a life was very much of, like, wow. Like, it was a wow factor for me, and I wanted to do that for someone else if I had the capacity to. So, like you were saying, like, it's a lot of, like, the spaces that I was in when I was young that, like, very much led to me being like, I can do that too if I wanted to. Yeah.
Has there been a particular experience within the major, like, was there, like, a research project idea or I don't know, like, anything, or a book that you read or a conversation, something that stands out to you within your major, like, oh, that was a really important moment, or where I learned something that was really crucial?
Yes. So in my junior year, I got to be part of a pilot program in the Department of Anthropology. They had a program called Research Mastered, which stood for Mentoring and Scholarship Training for Emerging Researchers. And they created this program to prioritize students with little to no prior research experience that had underrepresented backgrounds and were first-generation students. Usually, as a first-gen, you are not know your resources that well or do not know how to approach research opportunities. So this program was made in order for students to have easier accessibility to be in the research field. And for me, I was paired up with the graduate researcher, Madeline Baird. And in her project, she was studying the transmigration in Darien, Panama. And so her title of her project was called Studying in Transmigration, Health and Human Rights in the U.S. and Latin America. During this time, I had a little experience going through the literature research to cross-reference any articles that might be related to what her final paper would be. And her work very much assess the emergence of border regions based on an increasing flow of migrant people. The process of migrating in the Darien Gap are very, like, risky, and a lot of, like, community members, like, there's just a lot of issues that I can, like, list out. But she basically went with another person to study and interview people within the community to see how they're affected, how can other healthcare services be provided to them so that the trip is not as dangerous as it is. Basically studying the social issues current in Panama. And I feel like that experience very much set in tone what I wanted to do. As I mentioned before, I started from a sociology course, and I thought that it was going to be very heavy on sociology, my major. I did not expect the anthropology to, like, kind of swoop me in. But doing that research on top of doing medical anthropology very much like opened up the possibilities of doing like a master's of public health and medical anthropology. During the medical anthropology course, there was also like a book that she introduced. I'm blanking on the name, but basically detailing the experiences of what the Ibetic people feel. And the perspective of that book very much came from a place of love and like seeing the disease not as a disease as taking over a human, but more of like how is a human accompanying the disease. And like that switch of narrative was something I never seen before, of how can a patient view the disease in a different light. So I think like those were my biggest, that my last semester of junior year was my biggest like impact of like, oh wow, this is like, I would have never been introduced to this course or this opportunity if I didn't take the leap of doing an individualized major, because I wouldn't have like chosen this class if I wasn't interested in it, or if it wasn't like an elective or a requirement that I needed to do.
Right. Yeah. Interesting. So it allows you to get all these different perspectives that you might not otherwise have gotten. So individualized majors, they're everything from like super science majors to like, you know, social sciences majors to humanities folks to people doing creative writing and film.
I personally, because I'm very much just science person, but also wanted to integrate social issues, that is my focus. But other people have like a different idea of how they can include music with animation or sports management with nutrition. And like, I personally wouldn't have thought of those ideas. So like, it's very interesting to see that process and like that.
Yeah, so even though you're all doing very different things, there might be some common thread that individualized majors share.
Yeah.
Which is what, like doing it their own way, or?
I feel like we have our own path that we are trying to forge through. It's not the like most organic way to go on about a college career, which I feel like that was the most scary part, taking a leap of like faith into like the unknown, which was a scary for me to do, not having like a plan of study already being made and created for me, but then being detached from those like the quote-unquote like requirements made me be like, oh, I can potentially take something that I'm intrigued with, but I just don't know if I'm gonna like it. And that's like was really what like took me to be more confident with what I was studying and actually do more research as to like, okay, I'm interested in public health. How can I apply that to my future?
Right.
And obviously like each student has their own path in college that they find themselves and find their own career. And even if they don't, like, you know what you like and what you don't like. With individualized major students, I feel like everybody has that elevator pitch because they had to like plan for that. They had to like, not fight for it, but they had to actually put in the work to like do everything themselves in order for them to be confident in, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to study, I am gonna get this. And like, I feel like that sort of confidence you only get by like taking that leap of faith that a lot of individualized major students like have done. And like, I have a lot of retention of the courses that I took because I specifically chose them myself. Like, nobody told me to take them. I was like very much adamant of like, I want to take science, medicine, race, I want to take medical anthropology, I want to take health geography. Like, I can tell you the class that I took and the intention the professor had behind that course, because I always apply it back to what the major I wanted to have is. So
yeah.
Like, I don't have like,
because you have the intention behind it.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for coming in. This is great.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to Indie Major. If you'd like more information about individualized and interdisciplinary studies at the University of Connecticut, please visit our website at iisp.ucon.edu. That's iisp.ucon.edu. We'd also like to thank UConn Enrichment Programs and WHUS UConn Radio for their support of this show.